Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
So here's the question. What happens when a murder investigation stops being about justice and starts being about saving face? We're talking about the Delphi murders, the tragic loss of two young girls, Abigail Williams and Liberty German, all the way back in 2017. And the suspect? Richard Allen, who may or may not be the right man sitting in that jail cell or sitting in court right now. On the surface, the case seems simple. Arrest a guy, show some evidence, close the chapter. It's usually a lot more involved than that, but that seems to be all they're doing. Peel back a few layers, the story reeks of inconsistencies, cover-ups, and rushed conclusions. It's a kind of case that makes you wonder, are we chasing justice or just chasing our tails? The state's timeline, it's full of holes. Witnesses, contradictory, digital evidence, non-existent. And yet the prosecution marches forward as if nobody notices what mess they're leaving in their wake. When you rely on flimsy eyewitnesses, accounts, and a stray bullet that could have come from any officer's gun, it starts to feel like the whole case is held together with duct tape and prayers, which it might be. And if you think that's troubling enough, let's add in the timeline that's already unraveling. And you're still left wondering, are they building a case against Alan, or are they just trying to make the evidence fit around him, which it's felt like forever? The case raises deeper, darker questions, though. What motivates an entire legal system to keep pushing even when the foundation is crumbling beneath them? Is it the need to appear competent? The fear of admitting that maybe you got it wrong? Or is it about feeding the public something, anything, to stop the outrage from boiling over? And what about the psychology of the people involved? We've got law enforcement officers scrambling to keep up appearances, witnesses trying to piece together foggy memories from 7 years ago, and prosecutors betting it all on a bullet that was never even fired. It's not just about incompetence, it's about pride. The kind of pride that would rather see an innocent man locked away than risk saying, oops, we got the wrong guy. What we're looking at here is the perfect storm. Pressure from the community, shaky evidence, and a suspect who seems more like a scapegoat with each passing day. Alan's car wasn't even seen at the scene by one of the prosecution's most reliable witnesses, and the lack of any damning digital footprint from the devices seized in his home, 23 of which, by the way, raises even more red flags. There's nothing there. When you've got nothing on his computer, no motive, no gun involved in the crime, yet still cling to the idea that a bullet proves guilt, it starts to feel like desperation dressed up as justice. This is not about a case and a crime. It's about a case about a system that refuses to admit when it's wrong. And that refusal has consequences. Families are left without real closure. The actual killer could still be out there, and we're all left wondering how the hell we got here in the first place. But hey, that's what happens when the narrative becomes more important than the truth. This story isn't just another trial. It's a mirror reflecting back the cracks in our justice system, the human tendency to dig in rather than back down, and the psychological need to solve something even when the solution isn't real. Let's dive back into this mess and see just how far off the track we really are. Joining me is Eric Faddis, former prosecutor and defense attorney. What about some of these, the timelines? And there's a lot of questions about the state's official timeline, lots of holes being punched into it from some pretty credible witnesses. I first want to talk about the woman, I believe her name is Betsy. I could be wrong, but I think it is. She went regular hiker of the trail in that area, you know, starts at the trailhead every day, kind of knows the cars that are there, knew what Richard Allen's car was. That wasn't a question. And she is sure that that day, Richard Allen's car was not there. It was gone. It was there when she started her trail walk, left the trail about the same time the prosecution's timeline says that the girls are being murdered down the hill. Richard Allen's car, she claims, was not in that parking lot at that point in time, meaning if he was out for his walk like he said he was to the police when he volunteered his information, he was gone by that point in time. How powerful is that, considering that is just eyewitness testimony, and there's other eyewitness testimony in this case that is glaringly inaccurate, because both people who saw the same thing have very different opinions. But let's talk about this one first.
Yeah, you know, with the with respect to timeline, what the prosecution is a bit handicapped by is it's hard to establish a time of death. They have a relative thought as to when all this went down. But to establish the absolute time can be very difficult. The fact that Richard Allen's car was even in the vicinity, even, you know, proximal to the time where this happened, is problematic for the defense. I don't think it's determinative one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. So we have that. I mean, she seems to be a fairly reliable witness. Other aspects of that, the time she says she left the parking lot, security camera shows that's when she left the parking lot. So her testimony seems to check out a bit better than some of the younger girls. There's two girls who are testifying on who they saw on the bridge that day. At the time, they were 16. They're now in their 20s. Keep in mind, this happened in 2017, so quite a ways back. But their description of the individual, very different. And they both saw the same person, which really it pokes a lot of holes into the reliability of eyewitness testimony. But is the jury going to throw the baby out with the bathwater on this one, where these two seem to be fairly off in their recollection of who this was. And you have another woman over here that seems to be fairly accurate, according to even timestamps by other sources. You know, but it certainly does put a little bit of fog into the air on just the idea of timelines or eyewitness accounts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, eyewitness accounts are so overrated, in my opinion, because it's so easy to get something wrong, to misremember, to misperceive, to forget something, to inartfully state something, especially when we're talking about years and years later, you know, somebody you saw and what they look like. And so I think that only inures to the benefit of the defense, because the prosecution's going to want some consistencies in terms of what their prosecution witnesses are saying. And there has been a lack of that, at least among some of these witnesses with respect to this eyewitness description.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating to see how that all weighs in the mind of the jury. It's exciting that the jurors can actually ask questions in this trial. Can you explain how that works? Because we don't see that in a lot of other jurisdictions, the fact that they can raise their own questions.
Yeah, it's actually big in Colorado where I practice, although I know it's not it doesn't happen in other jurisdictions. So it's great because as attorneys and judges and members of the legal institution, we're thinking about it one specific way, whereas the juror might pick up on something that we didn't even think about that is really critical to the determination of the case. So I think it's so helpful to have those jurors relay their insights, ask their own questions, because it can really blow a case wide open.
When they ask their questions, do they always get answered? I mean, is it like juror has a question, you better have some sort of answer for this?
It depends. In Colorado, the question itself has to comport with the rules of evidence before it will be asked of a witness. But then it is posed to the witness, and the witness, you know, does their best to try to answer it. And if there's follow-up questions in Colorado, the jury can ask follow-up questions. So sometimes it is a rather involved colloquy between the jurors and the witness.
How interesting. More places should do that. I love that. I love that exists here. Let's talk about the devices, the digital footprint of Richard Allen, or lack thereof, because they went into his house. They took 23 devices from Allen's home. And as we've seen in pretty much every case, there's usually some sort of digital footprint going on here, something that shows some sort of premeditation, planning, interest, something of the sort in whatever it is the crime that's being talked about. They went through the 23 devices. They got nothing. There is none. All they can say, the only statement of any impact that the prosecution has is he doesn't have his phone from 2017. Who does? Is my next question.
Yeah, no, it's a reasonable question. And, you know, in our modern era, if someone was going to brutally, you know, slice up and slaughter two young little girls, you'd imagine that there's some kind of motive. There's some reason why they're going to do it. And oftentimes there are internet searches that are corroborative of this motive that say, you know, how do I hide a body? Yeah. Or, you know, where would I find little girls? Stuff like that. There's just none of that to kind of back up what the prosecution is saying Richard Allen did in the devices.
That'd be a fucking weird search to put here. Where do I find little girl?
That's going to get you flagged. Yeah,
that's going to get this, that's going to get this, this video flagged. Just that statement.
Yeah, but let's open that.
But no, I mean, you would think there would be, but there's absolutely nothing there. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, I really am. I was hoping maybe we had this all wrong. Almost like everybody at the beginning of the Koberger case, before they even found Koberger, where it's like, we're criticizing everything. They must be doing, maybe there's something behind the scenes that makes more sense here. They're proving to be just as incompetent as they seem to be all along. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by this, but we're just not seeing a whole lot here that really seems to get to an answer of Richard Allen being the person at that scene. I mean, even the bullet we look at, that was like their smoking gun. There's this stray bullet that was found at the crime scene. Yeah, and now we learn it was after all of the officers combed the scene, who could also have the exact same type of bullet for their weapons as well. Let's see here. You got 30, 40 officers walking through a scene and a stray bullet's on the ground. What on earth makes you think it goes back to the one guy who was out here earlier, that it fell from his gun when a gun wasn't even used in the crime?
Right, unless they wanted it to have that impression that it went back to Richard Allen. They don't have DNA. They don't have digital forensics. And so, gosh, let's kind of beef up our case. Let's put our finger on the scales a little bit and drop this bullet here that should be related to the suspect's gun to make it seem like we have a better case than we do. I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, but defense is certainly going to argue.
Well, the science behind, it cycled through his gun. I would argue it could probably have cycled through any of the guns. Or a good chunk of them that would have been carried through that scene by those officers that day. Because it's just not that real. And it's an unspent bullet, too, which makes it even less, there was less impact of it on the actual weapon itself.
Right, in a stabbing case.
In a stabbing case, yes. And there's no gun in the video. There's no, frankly, the man doesn't even really look like Richard Allen from what we can tell, you know, or Cy. I mean, it just doesn't add up. I mean, I'm even more baffled now at the charges that were made against Richard Allen. Again, I'm feeling like this all goes back to somebody screwed something up. We had to cover that up and to cover that up and they covered the, and it just turned into this and they got this guy. Now what do we do? Let's go forward, everybody. See what could possibly go wrong. A lot.
Yeah, totally. And Tony, I mean, you know, the community there has two dead little girls. There's a lot of pressure on law enforcement to come up with some conclusion to hold a person accountable. They think they got the right person, and maybe they got so pot committed that now they feel too embarrassed to relent. And perhaps that's a piece of what's happened.
It's so sad, but I think that motivates so many people just not wanting to be wrong, not wanting to be accountable for their actions. But in reality, them not wanting to be wrong, the hurt, the pain, the trauma that just continues to inflict on the families of those little girls that have now been gone since 2017. I mean, they'd be young adults by now, and their parents are sitting there thinking every day, what would have been? Yeah, what would have been had this been actually investigated properly? There's a thought. I think we would be in a very different place. And I think Richard Allen would probably still be working at CVS. Hey, thanks for checking out the video. Be sure to follow us wherever you download podcasts, and especially Apple Podcasts, where you can get advanced episode and premium content on our premium channel right there. Also, be sure to follow us on social media so you don't miss any breaking updates on the stories that matter to you most. We're on TikTok, X, Instagram, Facebook. Just search Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi, and you'll find us right there. Again, thanks for watching. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.